Hello, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hi, Jeremiah. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I was wondering if you had a
Had
few
a quick
minutes.
somebody call.
Do you have a few minutes? Is this a good time or is it?
Yeah, this is a perfect time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good, good. So I'm the one who's trying to basically give the approval here on your account. And I just kind of wanted to speak to you a little bit about the funds that you're looking for and what you currently have. Tyler mentioned that you have a loan with a balance of around 53,000.
Yes,
Does
that's
that
correct.
sound right? Okay.
That's
Now
correct.
I'm looking at that loan and it was through LoanMe,
Yes.
right? The rate, is that an actual rate that they charged you?
Yeah, I know.
That
Yes,
is
that is true.
insane. I have never
I know.
seen it that high. I know with the unsecured loans they are higher than a traditional bank loan, but a 194 on that money was I just couldn't believe it. I was like,
Well,
whoa.
I'm glad I'm embarrassed that that I had to take a loan of that rate. But I'm glad that you're saying that because I didn't know. I know that's huge and not normal, but for my circumstance, I thought maybe, from where we're at with our business, because we'd have some NSF on our statement recently, although we haven't had any for a year, but something, business got slow. So I'm glad to hear that you and Tyler both see that as being abnormal because, or you're not used to it, which means that, going forward, that won't be a situation I will ever, get into again. He did explain to me after, I did get approved. He said this is based, when he told me the interest rate, I did exactly what you did. I was like, what? You got to be kidding me. And what he explained to me, he said this is basically a payday loan, which means it's a loan for right now, and you're not going to keep it for a year. Yes, we're going to give you, all the paperwork so that you know what you would owe at the end. He said, but it's not that kind of loan. And that to me made sense. It's like, okay, then it's a loan I need to get out, do what I need to do, which it did help us with the business because, like I said, we were slow for a while, so it helped us in a critical moment. And then, now it just, less than 30 days. You guys have been calling me, and I've been looking for other options to. I still need to pay that off, but a better option, something, pay somebody else the interest,
Right,
if we could
exactly.
pay that off. But it does grow, each day that I, don't do anything with it.
So help me understand that. So it's not a fixed payback then. It's an interest rate of whatever the balance is when you're paying it. Is that how that works? Or is it a fixed payback where once you're done making a certain amount of payments, you're done?
Well, when he did the I don't know what it's called, that the sheet that you guys give me to tell me the list of payments for the next couple of years, but they did give me a copy of that, and it goes out to like 10 years.
Oh my God.
And, yeah, right. And of course, the interest I'm paying back is only like what, 6%. I mean, yeah, because the rest is, I mean, no, the loan that I'm paying back is 6%. The rest is interest, the 94%. So I don't know if I answered your question. Can you tell me your question again?
Is it, I don't know how this loan is set up. Is it like, for example, we have a fixed payback, right? So if we give you money, we tell you exactly what you're going to be paying, and once you hit that certain amount of time, it'll all be paid back. Like there's some loans where you can do more of a traditional loan, where if you borrow, you make the minimum payment. Usually you're just paying interest only. Is that how it is with this loan, or is it a fixed payment where you know I'm going to be done with this loan in 18 months because I'm the payments that are set up for me are I'll be done. I can't be charged any more interest than I'm being charged now.
Well, the monthly payment is the same every month,
Okay.
going forward. So I know that.
So let me ask.
They did list it out for 10 years or whatever, and did show that there could be a final payment. But there's absolutely no way anybody would do that.
That's crazy. Okay. Okay, yeah, so it just depends on how long you drag the loan out, I guess. So if you make extra payments, it'll knock it off towards the principal. Is that correct?
Yes, and the other thing was, you know, if you can pay it off, then pay it off. And that was one thing that I asked with Tyler was, you know, if I want to pay off early, can I? And I see, you know, with yours, it's different. You know, you can maybe, but really, there is a fixed amount, and there's a fixed amount I owe. With that company, there's not necessarily a fixed amount I owe. There's a fixed amount I owe if I go the term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to, you know, but if I don't go the term, I could pay it off today and pay that 53. It was 51, so see, it's kind of, each day when I don't pay it off, the payoff would be more, even though I haven't paid anything off yet. I've only paid like 2 months.
Okay. All right. I understand.
I know. Now, it's crazy. Go ahead.
It's not, I mean, look, these types of loans, for your business owners do it every day. And if you're in a situation or you have an opportunity, the interest is going to be a little bit more, but at the end of the day, we're not going to ask many questions. And if you needed it for your business, it's understandable. You know, it's not something to be embarrassed about, or I can't believe I paid that much. It's, if you needed that money and they were giving it to you, as long as you're able to grow your business, that's the point of these types of loans. Or kind of get you out of the situation that you're in, right? So,
well, thanks for saying that, because, I did see that side of it. I definitely did improve the position of our business, and it's actually given us an opportunity to move forward. So we're definitely, on the other side, and I can see the light now. So it really did help. So I do appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you looking for? What are you going to be doing with this money if we're able to get you an approval? Because Tyler was saying something about marketing.
We're technically a small business owner. So most of the jobs, we're doing. So over the years, we do have employees, and we've had more employees. But as times get tough and the economy changes, auto repair is one of the ones that, does kind of take the brunt of that. When housing changes, a lot of our customers don't come in for a while. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that over time, we have done marketing and we do everything, but we have not been able to be consistent in certain areas that I've discovered that has been detrimental to us. And that is the marketing. We have done marketing over the years. We've got companies who have been set up with us. And then last year sometime, they were doing an okay job, but we changed to another company. But the problem was we were so busy as business owners that we didn't have anybody to put – actually, that's not true. We did have some employees that we tried to get trained on the software, but it's just been a difficult ride with keeping good employees and getting somebody to work the program of marketing. So it doesn't happen. If I'm not doing it, it doesn't happen, and I'm doing everything.
Right.
So what I've noticed over the past 8-9 months, we have a slow month and then we come back up. So we eventually balance out, but we didn't balance out this time. And we've been in this business for a long time. He opened in 96, and I came aboard in 2005. And, the first year we did $1 million.
Wow.
So we had a lot of issues then, but we've come through a lot of major things. So I'm getting off track here. What I'm trying to say is I started noticing that we were down 1 month, and then we were down another month. And then, we came up with not enough. You start to get in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time, and it hasn't happened for a while, but this time we were just down for too long. And it put us in a position, or we put ourselves in a position, of being at a critical stage, which led me to the Loan Me situation, meaning that it got difficult to pay all of our bills. And the most important bills that you have to pay are the taxes and the employees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the taxes were starting to get behind, and you just can't do that in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we got to the critical stage. And what I've learned from that is we've been looking at it. We've been cutting it up and opening up the business to see. And it's the fact that we have done a terrible job at our marketing because we haven't had time. We have wonderful customers who love us. They refer us all the time. We really do have a great, we're five-starred, four-starred, if you look at our reviews.
Awesome.
We just haven't been able to work the marketing window, I guess, to when new people come in, to, you know, remind them about, you know, come on back and come get your car, you know. So that is why marketing has become so important, where over the years I knew it was important, but, you know, not, I didn't realize. So that's why it's so big right now for us.
Go ahead, finish.
We did, so when we changed to a company, on top of this new company we went with, we hurt ourselves there as well. In the process of trying to save money, we got a new company that sounded great, but what we didn't realize was it's only great if I do all the work again. It wasn't a company that they give us, they actually, we want to do an ad and we call them and they do it. It was like, you can do all these great stuff. You just have to go in and create this template and go in and do this and go in and do this. And so then we had a marketing campaign that just did nothing for us again. So just recently, so my goals forward, our goals forward are to fix all that and, you know, better our marketing, get a more consistent marketing plan. We do have a company right now that we've changed with, which is great. They are a company we can call and say, hey, do this, hey, do that. And we're going to do more with them. So, and we just recently did a Groupon ad, which is difficult because I don't know if you're familiar with Groupon or how they work, but on the business side, you pay the, it's kind of like loan me in a sense, you know, the marketing is very expensive. You put a deal out there and they get completely half of it.
That's crazy. How do you guys make money on that?
Well, it's the how we make money, and we don't in the beginning. And that's why it takes time with auto repair. What happens is we just did one recently. Let me say one other thing. If we're set up with our marketing, we don't have to go through Groupon to do that. That's just sort of like to get a burst of people in.
Sure.
We can do that through our own marketing software, which we now have somebody helping us with and doing for us.
Okay.
So we can put out our own deals. Only we get to keep 100% of that. So what happens is we do an oil change, sell like a regular and a synthetic, which is more expensive, for $19.99 or for $39.99. And then we get new people to come in, and the idea is that we sell them, and we don't hard sell them on anything new because it just doesn't work in auto repair. But you just sell them of who you are and what we can do for them, and, oh, I didn't know you guys were here. And then we're giving them a flyer, a really nice-looking flyer that we put together that, you know, for first-time customers, when you come back, your next thing is 15% off on everything. So they're getting reasons to come back. How do we make money with that? Over time, but it takes time and money, we get return customers. We get new customers coming in and coming back, and they become our customers because we've got attrition over the years, too, as well. We've got people who move, you know, or sell their car, get a brand new one that they don't have worked on for a long time. So it's a long process. And, you know, we've had to really – you know, cut ourselves short a lot of times to move forward. And sometimes we've made really good decisions, but still it's painful and we have to wait till the trickle effect comes around. And sometimes, you know, we've made not so great decisions, but we still get up every day and go to work every day keep trying to move forward and better that. But from Groupon, the first round we did about a year or so ago, two years ago, was great. We actually had a lot of great customers out of that. We have a lot of return customers, and I can see we've got a couple customers that have come back like five times, you know, after 6 months, like in the next year. So it did work for us, but this time it's not working. I noticed we just did a recent ad, and we're not liking the customers that are coming. I mean, not liking, meaning we like everybody. It's just that they're just a different group of people. They're really just in for the deal. They're, So I don't know how many of them will come back. But in the meantime, we're trying to set ourselves up so we can begin to do that ourselves and begin to have a process that it runs behind the scenes, and I don't have to man it all the time and stop what I'm doing, you know, like with you or all the business aspects that I have to do to go take care of the marketing.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's really important right now for us.
Sure. Now, how much is, you said you just recently switched marketing companies. How much is this new marketing going to cost you?
I haven't been able, because I've been working so much, you know, with you guys and other things that have been critically urgent. I haven't had time to really break it down, like, for a year or anything like that, but I can just tell you, like, you know, on a monthly basis, they're usually about $200, $300 a month is the charge you.
Okay.
But that's just to have the service and have the software and have it running for you. But then you've got to run campaigns all the time, and so they basically told us that, you know, it's going to cost you, you know, per postcard, per this, per that. So I don't exactly know. It depends on the campaign we want to do. If I want to do an email campaign, then of course that's usually cheaper or free, an email blast. But for postcards and things like that, another, you know, it's like per card, and I haven't done the numbers. I'm sorry, but maybe a couple $100 a month, which I don't know. But that's every month, and with our tight finances, any extra is hard for us to put in there. So that's why a loan would, on our working capital, would help us to have a little breather room, a little leeway, which we just never have. We're working all the time. And the other thing we need is I'm smart enough now, but still don't quite have the funds. We're trying to figure that out, that we just can't do it all ourselves. And it's smarter to hire people into these positions, either on a part-time basis or on a virtual assistant basis. I've been learning about virtual assistants, and I'm looking into that because it's a more affordable way to hire staffing that you don't always have to have, you know, at your business. So we also, along with this, you know, what we need to do with the marketing, we need to hire, because we've been running on a skeleton crew for so long. And again, you know, when you have to, you have to. But as a business, you know, I look at the big picture. I'm realizing, okay, you know, for a while, this was good. You know, you work hard and you do it. But after a while, what happens? What I've seen happen is, it's as business owners, we're slowing down because we're so run down that we're not providing the best service anymore, and we should be. Exactly. But we've sort of lost that edge. So we really do need to hire. We need to get the right staff in there. We need to get them trained and let them, you know, start working in the business.
Absolutely.
So I can work on the business and not in the business. So that's another part of this working capital, is to hire, because we just haven't been able to. And, you know, hiring people, you know, it does cost money.
Yeah, and how much is a new employee going to cost you? Have you broken that down yet?
Well, again, I haven't done it long term, but like monthly, a new employee, if we need a couple things. We need a service writer and a technician, and often we can't have both at the same time, so we'd have to pick one. So a good technician would be like, you know, like anywhere from $25 to $29 an hour. You're probably going to want $29, but, you know. And so I don't know, like it's anywhere from like $2,000 to $3,000 a month.
Times, let me see.
Yeah, you've got to talk to us.
Yeah, 29 times. Is it 8 hours a day or longer?
I
know sometimes
it can be a longer day, so we could set them up a salary that would be the set. You know, salary.
So it's around.
But it usually we do pay 8 hours a day. Yeah, we pay 40 hours a week. So if they get overtime, and I do try to manage overtime, but it does happen. But it's definitely, that's the other thing. It's a chore to manage overtime. So management in there.
Yeah. So an extra $5,100, you know, for 22 days is probably around a little over $5,000 is what it costs you to hire a technician at $20, $29 an hour.
Yeah, and then there's the benefits, you know, we're just not great benefits, just the normal benefits of health insurance and, you know, our workman's comp and, you know, the taxes and so forth. And, you know, we have to put in the other part of the taxes for them. So it's very expensive to hire somebody.
Mm-hmm, and, sure is.
Yeah. So, you know, those are things that we're trying, I'm trying to set us up in a better position than we have been in the past to be able to do these things and not fall backwards, to keep moving forward. I mean, we fall back a bit. We always move forward. I mean, after everything that's happened over the years, we are still there, and a lot of auto repairs are not there. So, I mean, We have really survived through a lot of stuff, and, you know, and I know we're not going anywhere. I just like to make it a little easier on us and be a little better for our customers. I'd like to give us better customer service, and I'd like to, so what I'm doing now is positioning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to position us into a better situation, to a better place. We're not there yet, but we need to hire, we need to have a marketing plan, and we need to work that marketing plan. And that's right away. So whether you guys can help us out or not, you know, that's right away and ongoing. I'm working on that and working with the company and also working on trying to get somebody in there to blog and do the things that we don't have time to do, but we need to do for social media and for marketing.
Well, you know, coming from, let me tell you where we stand at right now. So, you know, kind of after looking at your credit report, and is it Jean-Pierre?
Yes.
Yeah, and his credit report.
He goes by JP.
JP, okay. I know that it's going to be, it's probably impossible for you guys to go to a bank right now because of where your credit scores are at. Are you aware of where your credit score is at for both of you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm about 600 to 616, and he's like 5. I hope it's 80. It might be 60, but I think it's 80 or something like that.
Yeah, he's at a 580. Now, your credit actually has dropped. Right now, we have your credit at a 576.
Really?
Yeah. And
it could be because I'm applying for these. I don't know.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So what's happening right now? Yeah, I'm just letting you know. I don't know who else you're working with or who's trying to help you, but a lot of times what business owners don't know is that they'll call these companies that can get them loans, and what they're doing is they're shopping your stuff around. Okay? So you're basically authorization them to go and take your info and shop it with other companies. So you got to be aware of that and understand that it's really actually hurting you more than it's helping you.
I don't understand. Hold on one second. What do you mean they're shopping?
Sure.
What are they doing?
So what that means is a lot of these guys are brokers, okay? And what they're doing is they're taking your info and they will go and submit it to this lender or that lender and this lender and see if they get approved. And if you get approved, they'll come back to you and tell you, hey, you got approved for this. And it's hurting you. And a lot of business owners, you know, these types of loans, you're not going to get a traditional bank loan because of where your guys' credit is right now. So the rate is going to be higher. And for me, my job is to kind of determine what amount would be good for you and what amount can you afford, because we don't want to give you money that puts you in a bad situation where you just can't pay it back. Right, we don't want to over leverage you. I feel like I'm comfortable enough to kind of write off on a specific amount, but I just want to be able to determine with you of how much you think you guys could afford to pay back. Right, so did you have a specific number in mind that you'd like to try and get?
Oh, like I mentioned to Tyler, was that we definitely wanted to get the 53 now to get rid of that other company, because that's the most thing that makes business sense, to pay off that other loan. And then, you know, again, I know with our credit we may not be able to get this, you know, but I would like another 30 to 40, but I know I haven't been offered that. So, you know, anything else would help us to at least get up on some of these programs that I'm talking to you about. But yeah, that's what I would like.
How much are you paying? Let me see. I have it here. What's your payment to the Loan Me every month?
It's
$4,300. Okay. All right. Let me crunch a couple more numbers. And see what I can come up with here for you, as far as an amount specifically. I'll have an answer for you today. Who else have you been working with right now?
Swift Capital.
Swift Capital.
Are they a broker? Are they something?
No, Swift Capital. No, Swift Capital is an actual lender.
Okay.
Okay. So.
You know, we get them in the mail all the time, but I've just never. This is the first time I am reaching out for funds as well too, because over the years we've worked so hard to pay everything off, and we've done a great job at it. So anytime we had any opportunity for funding, I just no. And so this is really a new arena for me to actually be starting, to get some help in some funding areas.
Yeah. Has Swift came back with an offer for you?
They have come back with an offer.
And what are they offering you?
They are offering, I have to think about this a minute because we've been talking different. So hold on just one sec here.
No worries.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Yeah, they offered, I had to think about that a second. They offered the amount to help us pay off that loan, and that would be, the 50. And then in a year, so to have us pay off in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is with Swift Capital is the credit card machine.
Oh, it's an MCA loan. Okay. So what's the percentage they're taking out daily?
They said they're taking 12% of our receivables.
Okay.
So they're purchasing 12% of our receivables. He says not exactly 12, but that's the range they put us in.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next year.
How much are you paying back? Did he tell you what the total payback would be?
I'm just trying to remember. I could look it up. Give me a second here. Let me look it up, okay?
No worries.
Okay, just a moment. I don't remember where I put that because I'm actually traveling this weekend. I believe we're paying back $17,000 extra.
Okay. So,
we're borrowing 50. Well, originally that's what I need, but we're paying back 68 or 67.
Okay.
The payoff is 52 weeks.
52 weeks. Okay. All right, cool. Let me see what I can do for you. Are they only giving you the 50?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get at least a little bit more, but they said that's all they could do now. So
have you figured out what would that 12% be a day coming out of your credit cards monthly or daily?
Yeah, it's a weekly amount. I think it's about $1,400 a week.
$1,400 a week.
So it's actually higher what I'm paying now on the loan, the $50,000 loan, which is $4,000 a month. This would be around $6,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But it saves us in the long run getting out of this loan.
Yeah.
However, it's not giving us any more capital to move forward. It's just fixing what I did yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, we really need that help to move forward. If we can't get it, we'll still be there tomorrow.
Sure. I want you to know that this is what we do, Kelly. So we want to work with businesses that we feel are actually really trying to build their business and not taking the money and going to Vegas with it. Because, these loans are unsecured. So the risk, it's a lot of it's on us. So for me to sign off on it, like I really have to feel comfortable that the business is going to pay it back. It is a little bit higher interest, but of course we all understand why. It's because at the end of the day, if you guys say, no, we don't want to pay it back. Yeah, you signed for it, but we don't go and try to take your house or any type of collateral. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there is nothing ultimately that we can do. We're just kind of SOL. I mean, yeah, we can try to send you letters and make us, you know, try to become a creditor. But ultimately, if you don't pay us back, we're out of the money.
Well, you know, and I hear you. I mean, you are basing it on, you know, having faith in us and believing that we're going to pull through. And, you know, honestly, it's been difficult to have anybody believe in us and be in our back. And sure. You know, so I do appreciate that, you know, you are asking me these questions. And I feel like you do really believe of what we're doing and where we're going. Mm-hmm. And that you can, like I said, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And we do pay all of our bills. And one thing I want to tell you is that the credit situation, a lot of that is because for many, many years I was an employee,
mm-hmm.
and now I've been a business owner for a number of years. But I also was functioning mentally with some of the stuff I did as an employee, as that, you know, I would get paid, I'd pay my bills, but the business always came first. So what's happened with our credit is that so many times JP and I, and especially me, honestly, financially has put myself on a guillotine for the business.
Mm-hmm.
So and I know credit's important, but I guess, honestly, I didn't really realize how much and when I would need it and so forth. So the last year, I don't get paid all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we still have bills. And so I'm the first one to not get paid. And that's my decision, actually. But
right.
I didn't realize how I was harming myself, JP, and the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned all that in the last 6 months. I've really, like, my eyes have been open. So along with, you know, whatever happens today with you guys, I have been the last month and a half really focusing on my credit. I've talked to, I'm working with a company called Credit Nav, and mm-hmm. I'm doing everything I can to learn and improve my credit and not make the same mistakes by not paying these things or by paying a day or two late. They all get paid. They mm-hmm. all get paid. But so I just going forward with you guys, we always pay our business loans as well. So they're first, they're priority. But other things mm-hmm. don't get paid that do affect our credit, right?
Sure.
So exactly. I'm just trying to share with you that I've finally, the light bulb's come on. I'm learning the right things. And I am, every single day, I'm working on my credit. So that's why I was surprised my credit went down, because
yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything yet. But I was working on it. So anyways, I'm working on that. So I'm totally focused. And so going forward, you know, I just see some good stuff.
Well, good. It's good to hear. So I tell you what, let me go crunch these numbers over with my team. I will get back to you. When's a good time to get back to you today? Anytime? Or?
Anytime. I'm here.
Okay. All right, I'll give you a call on this number. Give me like half an hour, an hour. It shouldn't take me long. We're going to have a meeting. We're going to talk about your file and come up with an approval for you. I am going to get you an approval. I'll tell you that right now. I just don't know this specific amount. Hopefully I'm looking forward to do business with you guys. And what we want to do ultimately is build that relationship with you. We are a relationship-based bank, and we feel like if we can help that customer out and grow their business, and if you guys ultimately, because at the end of the day, these loans are expensive. I don't want you to keep taking out these loans, right? Because you want to, no business should be taking out loans. You know, you should be making profit and money, and you shouldn't need money unless you have an opportunity to grow.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
No. I appreciate that, because we don't want to always be taking loans. And I've also mm-hmm. learned that how important, you know, there are times that it's better to you know, use that kind of money
Absolutely.
To improve your situation. And
Absolutely.
That's another mistake I've made in the past. I'm like, no, we're not going to get in debt. We don't need a loan. But you know, I'm learning all these really important things. So.
You're right. Well, you guys,
you
guys have a great plan. So the money that you're using, obviously, is to get rid of that loan. But with the marketing, you're going to be growing your business, which is going to bring more customers, which is going to equal more sales. So that's when you know,
yes.
okay, this makes sense, right? It's ultimately
yes.
better for your business long run. And you guys are thinking about hiring a new employee. That's going to make you guys work much more efficiently, you know, and you're right. Yeah. You guys, you need to spend more time on growing the business, not always constantly working on it yourselves.
Yes, exactly. And I do remember what I was going to say. You were talking about relationships, and absolutely. And I do want to build a relationship with you guys because this isn't the end. I mean, this is just the beginning. So as we improve and things get better, and then it's like, oh, there's other things we can do, you know, I'd like to be able to come back and have a relationship with you guys and get a better rate and get help when we need it. Because, you know, JP, he races cars as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's raced ever since he was, you know, in his teens. So he used to race motorcycles professionally, and then he went to go-karting, and now he's into BMWs. So he's really good at it. He's got a lot of trophies. And this is the other thing. I don't know if, well, Tyler probably didn't tell you this, but this, we're missing so much of our marketing because he wins all the time. I mean, not all the time,
goodness.
A lot.
Right.
And we don't have the resources to get off our tush and go blog about it, because even when we want to do it, it's like, oh, I'm not sure. Well, I don't forgot where to go to this to do this because I haven't done that for so long because I'm dealing with the employees or whatever. So we're missing so many opportunities. Oh, this, I got to tell you this. This is really cool.
Okay.
Last year, you're in California, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know Monterey area.
Yeah.
Laguna Seca and stuff. Last year, one of JP's customers, one of our long-term customers, he also rebuilds 2002 BMWs, and there's a niche market for that. So he has a lot of customers there. And one of his customers took his car down to Monterey, and on the golf course there, the 17-mile golf course, Pebble Beach, and they had a car show. And his car won first for a lot of reasons. I don't remember what the reasons were, but it won first for beauty and all kinds of stuff. I'm sorry, I'm too busy, like, in the working part of things.
Right.
He won first prize. Then Jerry Seinfeld wanted to put that car in a new show that he was doing. And if you look online, you may not find the episode, but he has a thing online that he was doing called Comedians, Coffees, and Cars.
What is it called?
Comedians, Coffees, and Cars. Maybe in a different order.
Coffee?
Or maybe it's Comedians, Cars, and Coffee.
Cars and Coffee. There it is.
I do have the link somewhere to our actual...
Comedians and Cars.
No, we went on...
Getting coffee. Okay.
And and if you wanted me to send that to you, it's really kind of cool to get to see the car, but... He wanted that car that won, and he wanted that to be on his show. And it was. He had an episode of this, and it was on his show. And, you know, we were, like, chomping at the bit going, oh, my God, this is great. How do we put this out there? How do we get that on Facebook? How do we do, you know, it's like, so we missed it. We missed it. We still have it. We just recently got our website done, but I want to put it on there. I want people to know.
You guys are exactly right. That's huge. You need to put that out there. You have to, you know, people, like, anytime a restaurant goes on one of those, was it Guy Fieri, you know, like the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they blow up. They blow up, you know, like that publicity that you're able to get is huge.
And so huge. Rescue, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So you guys definitely need to take advantage of that and put that out there, especially on your marketing. And I feel like that would definitely help you guys out. That's an awesome. I don't know if any other auto shop.
It creates buzz. It gets people talking about us. You know, it's
exactly.
Like, oh gosh, you guys got to go down to JP. And once they meet him, I mean, everybody loves him. He's kind of like a rock star in the auto industry. Because when we started going out years ago. I would meet. Used to be when I would bring somebody home to my mom. She'd say, "You be good to her." I've always heard that. But when I meet his customers, they said, "You be good to him," and I've never heard that before. Like, wait a minute, what about me? No, he's the rock star.
That's awesome.
So once they get in there, they love him.
That's cool. All right, well, that's awesome. Here, I appreciate you sharing that with me.
Okay.
So let me give you a call back, Kelly, and then give me about half an hour to an hour, and then I'll call you back, and we'll talk about some numbers.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.